Sexy Off is over. Ding, ding. Ooh, that was Princess Garnet in the second half of the impromptu Sexy Off.
Ooh, Sexy Off. Ooh. And sexy it was.
It was.
Yes, although, it was.
That's, he's, okay, I'm not sneezing anymore. I put my finger under my nose and I stopped from sneezing, but I was about to sneeze, but I didn't. Yeah, this was awful.
I have to, like, touch my nose to make myself stop.
Yeah, I like to. I do like the, like, you see it in cartoons, like, where you put your finger under your nose and, like, you stop sneezing. It really does work.
It never works for me.
It always works for me. Like, it always helps. It's kind of crazy.
I actually do this thing where I say, like, I touch my nose and I go, don't sneeze, don't sneeze, don't sneeze, and it works.
Like, you must will
like, if you tell yourself.
If I'm going to sneeze, I'm going to sneeze. There's no stopping me.
I like it.
That's not just protrudes. No.
Oh, delicious. But yeah,
I've gotten very good at making my sneeze as quiet as possible.
This was very sexy as well, in a different kind of sexy. This was like a like a smooth,
it was classy,
sensual kind of
very sultry. And
it was like old time sexy. You know what I'm talking about?
She was like a high class hooker.
Yes,
she was like a courtesan. Yep. She's like a courtesan.
She's an escort.
She's an escort, yeah. One of those, like, really fancy ones that wears little black dresses and stuff.
Yeah, she's the escort that gets paid the big moolah.
Yeah. Love it, love it. Yeah, this was really awesome. I mean, this song was just... I like this song a lot. I don't hear it that often, but it's just so sensual. But Garnet is a very sensual person. Like I said, kind of on Melly's. It's like the two of them. I don't know who's more sensual between the two of them. It's just... Ooh.
They're just in tune with their inner sexy.
Yeah! They like, are one with the inner sex girl. Love it.
Yeah.
And it just comes through these songs and they're awesome. What do you girls have to
think of it? I loved how she kept it simple and pure. And like, I really enjoyed... I love her higher register. And like... The first time, I've heard this before, and the first time I listened, I was, like, awed because I've never really heard all the lyrics before. Like, this is the way she sang it, I just caught every single word, and, like, it made me realize what the song was, like, actually about instead of just, you know, oh, it's summertime, you know, which is a song that all the big, really crazy, fancy singers sing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brought something to it, so... Good job, Garnet.
Yeah, I'm actually very familiar with this song. I've sang it in like studio classes. I've known a lot of people sing it in studio classes. It's such an amazing song, and Garnet made it her own. Like, I was like, wow, I've never heard it sung exactly like that. And I love how she put her own twist to it. Mm-hmm. And she had so much control. And that last note, oh my god,
I love the vibrato. Glorious.
Beautiful.
Delicious.
What do you think, Ambie?
I said it before. I was like, this is sexy. That's what I think about. That's what I think about. It's sexy.
Sexy.
Ow, ow. Ow. Speaking of sexy, the sexiest person alive is up next. With their sexy beard, it's Russell Gold.
Russ.
Ooh. I feel bad for Russ on this show because he always gets really awkward, like, lead-ins. I'm sorry, Russ. I forget what was said last time, but it was really awkward and inappropriate. This was a little less inappropriate, but still awkward. So.
Hey, don't be dissing men with the beards. Beards are pretty sexy.
I'm more of a goatee kind of girl.
Yeah, I'm probably more of a goatee kind of girl. I'm not a big fan of
Yeah, high five for goatee kind of girls. Yeah.
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 All you bearded ladies represent.
All the bearded ladies. All the bearded ladies.
Well, not ladies with beards, but.
Throw your raises up.
Could you imagine?
God.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
All you circus freaks, put your
All
hands
you
up.
Circus freaks. Oh my God, that'd be an amazing parody. Like the bearded ladies and just like. All the gator boys! All the gator boys!
Oh, man.
God, I want this to happen now. That'd be amazing. Again, I'm sorry for the awkward intro, Russ, but I'm really excited for this one because I know I've heard this before. It's been a long time since I've heard it, but I remember it being really great, so I'm really excited for this.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my line. No one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
And that was Russell Gold waiting for the clowns to come be sent in. Where are...
Russell, dressed in gold, sitting on a stool, looking into an audience that isn't there, singing sadly. It's emo tear.
Victorian emo tear, because it's, it's a Little Night Music, so Victorian emo tear.
Victorian emo tear.
Which is
emo
like, before which is like a tear that when it falls, it looks like it's got lace inside of it, because it's all Victorian.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That'd be really cool. I'm a fan. I want a fan art of this. Russ emoting with his Victorian emo tear.
Yes.
Awesome. We should commission Cake Batter to do that, because Cake Batter is an awesome artist. If you haven't seen Cake Batter's stuff, run to the gallery after you listen to this and look at her stuff, because it's awesome. And go watch her You and Me, But Mostly Me over in Video Productions. Holy shit, it's amazing.
That was my introduction to the Book of Mormon.
Oh my god.
It was like the whole reason why
Have you seen it yet, Soyala?
No, I'm going to go watch it.
Oh my god, it's amazing. I guess she must be like an animation major in school, and her project was she had to take a song, I think it was, or a scene, and she had to like storyboard it out and then set the audio to the storyboarding. So she storyboarded this like entire song from Book of Mormon.
Oh my god.
And then she did it in like a video production, like going through like showing it, but like all the timing is like perfect. So it switches on certain words. Oh my god, it's amazing. I love it.
I'm going to watch it.
Thumbs up for Cake Batter while we're talking about it.
I absolutely love her character design. Like that is exactly what I see in my head when I'm like, because I've never like seen the show or anything.
I know. So I love the Orlando picture.
Yes! Orlando!
Orlando, I love you, Orlando! Disney and SeaWorld and Putt-Putt, golfing, all of which I have done.
Ambie, I can't help it, but when I heard that song, I totally thought of you.
The first time I heard it, I thought of myself. I was like, wow. I was a Mormon and a boy. But Russell, I'm really glad you submitted this, because I haven't heard this. Oh, can you guys hear me?
I can. Oh. There's Soyala.
Soyala!
Ah, here. Ah, I'm here.
Yay! Woo! We thought we lost her for a second there.
Yeah, it was like this awkward. Where is she?
And then she says, I think the call died, but like, no, I think I hear other people. But,
can you hear me?
Yes. I think we're all good. Testing 1, 2, 3. Roll call, yeah, Soyala.
Good.
Roll call, I wish.
Roll call.
Woo-hoo. Woo. Okay, we're good. Okay. All right, so I was really glad to hear this. I haven't heard this. I know he did this for Gender Bend in Performance Season 1. I remember this week. And I love it as much now as I did then. I think this is really awesome. And I think it really plays to your strong suits. Because, I mean, you are a manly, manly voice. Like,
he's a manly man.
I don't think it gets any manlier than your voice. So to be able to like tackle any female song is impressive, and you did this one so well. And I think he's a better than Catherine Zeta-Jones was on the Tony Awards.
Yes, actually, now that you mentioned that, when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh yes, I remember that. It was horrible.
Yeah, with the eyes bugging, like they ought to be clowns.
Yeah, it was so over. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I need to see it. I like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
It's so awkward.
Oh, no.
Russ, like, let's put it this way. If Russ had been up there with the beard on the stage with the emo Victorian tear coming down singing it as he did now, it would have been less awkward than Catherine Zeta-Jones' performance on the Tony Awards of this exact same song.
Yeah.
It was
good job, Russ.
It's that awkward. So yay, Russ, for not being an awkward Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Taking a feminine, really vulnerable song and making it, like... Oh, I don't know. You just super brought it with the emotion. And your phrasing on this was what made it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard this song done several different ways, and I really liked your take on it because, like, some of the ways that you stated, especially on the saddest parts, really, like, it stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. And even, I don't know if it was just me hearing it, but it was almost like he took these pauses that were just like just so perfectly timed, and I was like, oh,
he made
like,
you feel.
Yeah. Like, I really fell for him. I was like, oh,
you are wooing the ladies in sadness dress.
Go.
We love you.
I really felt for him.
Yeah, me too. I did. I felt this.
Good job.
Oh,
good job. Does anybody else want to feel more for Russ before we move along?
Russ, you have, like, the most unique voice, may I add. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's so, like...
It's rich.
It's rich. Yeah. Isn't it rich?
It's rich. Isn't it rich?
Isn't it rich? Oh, we just made a joke with the song you just sang.
Aren't we funny?
Aren't we a pair, even though there's three of us?
Yeah.
Aren't we a pair plus one? Plus. Us in Pennsylvania and Sky wishing wherever she is.
California for now.
Awesome. So then coming up next is another manly man. Manly man, Mr. Dylan Collins, singing one of the girliest songs of girly songs, and I'm really excited for this.
I really
Let's hear it.
Let's hear some man girl Collins.
This goes out to Theater Bound, who I now hate. Because of this. Oh, I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you gonna live your life right? Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. Phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one. Girls, they wanna have fun. Whoa, girls just wanna have. That's all they really want. Some fun. When the working day is done. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. I am the greatest singer on VH. Suck it, Aria. Suck it, Nani. Suck it, Clary. Suck it, Beloved Star. Suck it, Safi. Suck it, all you good singers. Check this out. Some boys take a beautiful girl and hide her away from the rest of the world. I wanna be the one to walk in the sun. Whoa, girl, just wanna have. It's something really wild. Working day is done. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have. Just wanna have fun. Girls wanna have. Oh, just wanna. They just wanna. Control yourself, ladies. I know it's hard, but I just gotta keep going. Here we go. Are you ready? Some fun, I don't know this part. Can't day is done, oh girls, they wanna have fun. Oh girls just wanna have fun. Fun, girls, wanna have. Girls just wanna have fun. They wanna have fun. Wanna have fun, girls. Wanna have fun, girls. Wanna have.
I won, one voice to rule them all. And now you see why.
Dylan Collins, just want to be a girl, just having fun. That's what he wants. When the
wait, isn't Dylan already a girl?
Oh, snap.
Oh. I'm kidding.
Oh, snap. From the girlfriend.
As I say, Sky would know.
Oh, snap. Skywish, do you know something we all don't know? Girl.
Oh, I know many things you all don't know. I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Apparently also that I look like his mother.
You okay, you look like a very, like, younger version. You don't look just like her. You look like her from, like, the when her past.
When she was my age.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to grow up and have a son like Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to tie my tube.
Finds you very, very pretty, Amby.
Kidding, just Dylan. I'm kidding.
He's attracted to you, Amby Lee.
Find you very attractive too, Dylan. Since you're being a woman tonight, I'm gonna be a man too.
This is a match made in simply the best heaven.
I know, my God, simply the best heaven. There's lots of cross-dressers here in simply the best heaven. We don't discriminate here in simply the best heaven. What did you girls think of this manly, womanly song?
Well, he definitely had fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so much energy in this song.
He just had fun.
I've laughed so many times.
Me too.
It's so entertaining.
I think, like, okay, I guess I totally didn't read the file, because when it started, I just started dying. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot he did this. And, like, he totally brought the Dylan swagger to it.
I know.
There's like no other word for the Dylan-ness. It's like swagger.
Like his random input-y things. I'm still talking like a man for the rest of this critique. Those little input-y things he does, like the I'm the best singer. All that kind of stuff. That really, you know, that really makes a Dylan song. Mm-hmm.
Man, Amby, that voice, it's getting to me now.
Yeah. Oh. Man, yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Watch out, Dylan, I'm coming after your woman.
Oh, man. Oh, but Dylan goes for whatever he does. Like, he completely commits to it. And, like, I love the part where he's like, I don't know this part.
That was my favorite.
Oh,
that was really funny.
Oh, I died. Oh, my God, I died.
I died, too. I was like, Because you forget. Like, I've heard this song on the song swap. But I totally, like, forgot about all the little mini things he threw in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was funny. Mm-hmm. I highly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, he always has a good time. Good times with Dylan Collins. Here in Simply the Best Heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to stop that now.
I just sound like Gil.
No, I just... And the funny thing is that I'm stopping it now, and yeah, I still kind of sound the same. And that's it. Yeah. It's all good, though. It's all good in the hood, G.
It's all good in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dylan, I always love how you, like, 100% commit to your performance on your songs and just having fun with things. And that's really what makes your songs. Mm-hmm. Like, just your energy is always epic. I don't think I've ever heard a Dylan song that doesn't have, like, amazing performance and amazing energy on it.
Exactly. And then, like, I think that's what takes people, too, because when he sings, like, a really emotional song and doesn't do, like, the craziness with it, because it's, like, doesn't call for that, it's, like, an emotional thing, it just really, like, blows
it
people away.
It surprises
like,
you because you're not expecting it, and all of a sudden it's like, damn.
Yeah, so it hits you hard.
Yeah. Hits you right here. I'm pointing to my heart, but you can't see it, but that's where I'm...
Oh, I can see it, Amby. I can see it.
Are you in my room? What the hell?
I'm right.
You in the closet? Are you in my closet right now? Are you under the desk?
Like,
whoa!
I'm a monkey in your closet.
The evil monkey's in my closet.
Yes.
There's an evil monkey in my closet.
I'm pointing at you.
The music is playing in my head.
Yes. I love it.
Yes. Anything else to add about Dylan Collins before we move on to our next contestant?
Nope.
All right. Well, come on down, Autumn. You're the next contestant on Be a Man.
Come on down.
Yeah. Come on down, Autumn.
My darling, I've hung to the open arms of the sea. Lonely riverside, wait for me, wait for me.
She's singing from Ghost.
And some Righteous Brothers for us.
I forgot that's who sings it, is the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. My mom and dad love them, and I do too.
Yay. So then you're a good authority to start on this one, then.
Okay, sure. Autumn, I'm pretty sure you have, like, the classiest voice. And this sounds weird. It's like an old-time voice. But, like, you're not old. I'm not saying you're old. I'm just, like, your voice belongs in another decade, you know? Like, it's just so beautiful and reminds me of, like, those older singers. I'm just like, oh, wow. It's another rich voice. I really like
She's
it.
She's very, like,
I thought you,
Ella Fitzgerald-y.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's just old yes. time. I love that. Yeah, and, like, your high notes were super impressive. Like, especially when you did the runs, when you're, like, way up there. I was like, dang, girl. Man, and I always am a fan of, like, Autumn's phrasing, because when she says certain things, she actually does what she's saying. Like, the word sigh really took me, because she actually sighed
on it. Yeah, and that really adds to it, I think.
It adds to it. And, like, the ad-libs at the end were, like, the best.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were simply the best.
Simply the best. But, yes. I love her, like, the vocal decisions she makes on songs just get me every time, because I think she always brings something unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so much control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her control so much control. Oh my God, yes.
And like, she knows what she's doing, because like, she's not singing the normal melody. She's singing something that's completely different, but it completely works for the song because it's still on and everything. And you're just like amazed by it, because you're like, wow.
Yeah, at least I am. Whew. I was highly impressed with this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really, it's just like in control. Because I mean, this is a hard song. One of like the classically, like, you're singing Unchained Melody. Seriously, okay, let me get my earplugs, because no one can do this song right. Like, have you ever, like, watched American Idol when people come into, like, the audition rooms and they're like, I'm going to be singing Unchained Melody, and they're like, really
and
now?
Everyone goes, oh.
Every time someone comes in and sings Unchained Melody or anything by Whitney Houston, they always, like, roll their eyes before the person even starts singing.
And then there's, like, this look that passes between the judges, like,
you're going to sing Unchained Melody. Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, this was, like, if you had gone in there and you would have done this for American Idol, it would have been like, suck it, Simon. Even though you're not on the show anymore, you can still suck it. Oh.
I say random things. I say really random things. I have mouth diarrhea. Just the first thing that comes to mind comes out sometimes.
Mouth diarrhea. No.
Not necessarily anything bad with that.
Yeah.
There is. Sometimes there isn't. It just depends.
It on adds it. Character.
Yeah.
It does. It does. It's entertaining.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm interested. But yeah, Autumn, this is like amazing. And just like, just I'm jealous of your control. And how high your voice can go. Like, holy shit, girl. Like, to belt in that soprano, get out, got off my show, off my show, bitch.
Sweep her out with a broom, Ambi.
Yeah, why a broom?
Isn't that what they use when they, like, get out of here and, like, come at you with my broom?
Either that or they, like, rip them off with a hook.
The hook, yeah.
But we would never tomato you, Autumn. You're too good.
No, no. If anything, we would lettuce you. Because then you could make a salad out of it.
But we wouldn't put the dressing, because that's just messy.
Yeah, that would be like your hair would get all greasy then. Ugh.
So Yala's resident hair expert, I think.
Yes. Anybody else have anything else to add on Autumn before I move on to our next one?
I'm all good.
All right, coming up next. And I know, I'm pretty sure I know what this song is from Valkyrie Celeste. And I'm pretty sure I already love this song. So I'm really excited to hear it again. If it's the one I think it is. So, yay! Valkyrie Celeste is next.
Go, Valkyrie.
Yeah! What was that? I like tried to...
That was like Velociraptor's face. I hope you recorded that.
I did. It will. Oh, I will leave it in.
Yes. It's the new dolphin, Ambie.
The dolphin is the HCOE thing. This show's gonna be the Velociraptor, which is funny.
Yes.
Side story.
I like the raptor.
Me and Rain have this like running gag with a couple of like different awkward turtle, but we also have awkward chameleon, which is where you hurl yourself against a wall. You go awkward chameleon, then you hurl yourself against a wall like you're hiding against the wall.
Oh my god.
And then there's awkward koala, in which you have to climb up a tree and hang upside down from the tree and yell awkward koala. But then we also have this thing called the raptor, in which case our old work location, there was a whole bunch of bushes by the one position, and like you had to hide in the bushes when you knew the other person was coming, and then they would come by and you would jump out of the bushes like rah! Like a raptor as they came to the location.
So, oh my gosh,
like damn it, stop raptoring me.
Oh my god, like stuff we used to do in college. Yeah. Oh my god.
Good times. So this show will be the raptor. That sounds kind of like though. I'll have to listen back and try and mimic what I did, because I don't even know what happened there. But Valkyrie Celeste is next!